Let's bring in the man that brought us some snow yesterday. That's right, S-N-O-W. Here's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, well, we warned you that there would be some flurries around.
We got enough. We probably got a little under a quarter of an inch of snow here right across the whole region. And then with the rain last night, of course, they salted and treated the roads, so the main roads were okay, even the secondary roads. But if you walked out and you didn't do something with that little bit of snow that fell on, like, stones, if you have a stone path in front of your house, it's very icy that way. So people should be very careful with their footing if they didn't throw some salt or some sand down, because the rain on top of that little bit of snow on top of stone, which holds the freezing temperatures, can be slippery. So
what a shame that where the highlight of this week was a half inch of snow.
Well, it's... We can't even blame it on 2020. It's 2020.
No, you can't.
It's
right.
2021.
Yep. Unbelievable.
Hey, speaking really about unbelievable, Pat, are you going to buy a couple of lotto tickets this week?
I did for tomorrow night, right?
Well, the one tonight in Massachusetts, Mega Millions, that's $750 million.
Yeah, what are the chances of winning that?
Powerball is $550 million on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that's the one I have. I buy it. You know, you have to be in it to win it, but.
Well, I spend $6 a week. I get a Massachusetts ticket and a New York and a Mega Millions and a Powerball. So that's $12 a week. That's what, $47 a month. So it's like $600 a year.
How much have you won so far?
Over the course of a year, I probably win anywhere between $25 and $45, $50, because sometimes I'll get two numbers with a Powerball, or I even once got three numbers with a Powerball. But, I mean, it's not much. So, but I figured, you know what, I'd blow that $400 on something stupid anyways. So why not just, you know, hey.
I have a response to that.
Right.
I say take that money, that $300-$400, and buy yourself a beautiful Tempest weather station.
I don't even have to spend that much. They lowered the price.
They did?
$270.
Wow. Oh, you've been looking at it?
Yeah.
I haven't. Well, that's good, because I paid $300.
Yeah, I haven't pushed the button yet, but that's $270. Yeah.
Works real well. Real, real well. Love it. Absolutely love it. Great investment. That's all I could say. So, off on that. And today we have cloudy skies, and you won't have any snow. You have a late shower, low 40s. Tonight you won't have any snow. Periods of rain, 35 to 40. And then for tomorrow, rain will either mix or change to wet snow just briefly before it ends. It should end in the early afternoon, 40, and then slowly falling. That's not going to be an abrupt drop, that's for sure. Partly cloudy, brisk, a couple of passing flurries Sunday, 40. Sunny to partly cloudy Monday, 40. Right now, Tuesday, Wednesday, look basically fair. We'll call it seasonable. Inauguration day weather, okay, partly cloudy, seasonably chilly for Washington, D.C. So all of that's quiet. There's been some interesting developments for late next week, Thursday, Friday, where yesterday the Euro was bringing a significant snow. It backed off today because it's keeping the storm south. The American GFS had brought the precip in, not giving us real heavy snow, but giving us some snow. Then it backed off and now brought it back up. So I say that we have to watch late next week, because the jury's still out yet. But late next week could come a more significant storm system for us to watch out for. And then, you know, we should get colder, much, much colder, as the polar vortex begins to drop south.
The polar vortex.
Yeah, well, you know that had to happen. You know it.
I just remember the good old days when we used to just call them cold fronts.
Yeah, now they have all different terms for them. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, so meanwhile, that is about it. I mean, it's been relatively quiet from my concern. I don't have much going on again this weekend, so I'm glad about that. You know, I just mosey around the house. Like last night, I was looking at my DVD cabinet with all my DVDs in it. You know, it's amazing, because I'm keeping these DVDs, but I can't tell you the last time that I actually went there and pulled them out to look at. You know, I don't even know why I'm keeping them. But anyhow, And in that unit there was a, and Marshall's going to laugh at this one, was a Go video unit. Huh. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, who's, I'm never going to use this. Mini DV tape to VHS and back and forth. I'm never going to use this thing. I had the remote with it. So I went online, see how much it would cost. I mean, some people were selling it as much as $17. And I'm thinking to myself, is it even worth it to go through the trouble and put this thing on eBay, keep it until somebody grabs it? No. Answer is, it's going, I mean, you don't need it, but no. The answer is it's going right to the thrift.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the technology has changed so much, but I remember back in the day, it was very important to get those combo decks, Go Video and all of that. But now, you don't need it. Everything's done by computer.
It's everything. I can remember getting those, going through so many different pieces of audio equipment, buying anything that's audio or video now, every 2 years,
right.
The difference in quality and everything and the ease and operation is much easier. So they go out of date very easily now.
I know, because somebody had asked me, I think a friend of mine there said, I have all these photographs. I want to do it with the camera, and then, you know, from there, I'll transfer them over to a DVD. I said, hold on.
Yeah.
And they said, what? I said, just put them into your computer, get a thumb drive, and put them all on the thumb drive. And they looked at me. They said, what? I said, yes. I said, then you stick the thumb drive in your smart TV, and you can watch all your, or you know, go through all your photos. I said, and much less room and much less money. Yeah. That's the name of the game.
I mean, when my kids send me pictures of the grandchildren,
yeah,
they go right to an e-frame, right to an e-frame, and it just keeps rotating.
And you
then
keep it there, right?
And then I Bluetooth the e-frame to my TV, so
and
when
you
my,
watch on your TV.
When my TV goes into if I hit pause on something, in about 2 minutes, all of a sudden all those pictures come up on the TV. So
that's cool.
Yeah. So, there's no reason to put them on DVD. Come on.
No, it's just it's a big, long process. DVD, you have to spend the DVDs. You have to label the DVDs. You have to store the DVDs. A thumb drive, if you want to put it on a thumb drive, think about how many pictures you can get on a good sizable thumb drive. And how much room does that take?
Okay. Yeah. If you get a 2 gig or a 4 gig thumb drive, you'll never have to replace it in your lifetime.
Right, exactly.
All right, so we got a halfway lousy. We haven't seen much sun this week,
no.
So it's going to be kind of through Saturday. You're basically saying,
yeah, Sunday will be a little bit better. There may be a flurry, but no big deal. So, you know, folks, the only thing to tell you at this time of the year is not only stay warm and stay safe, but I think that's the big thing: stay safe.
All right, I watched that new George Clooney movie on Netflix last night.
Wasn't it great?
Unbelievable. He is
now,
such...
What was the name of that again?
Oh, I forget, man.
Oh, George Clooney.
Yeah, George Clooney.
Oh, I thought you said... I thought you were talking about the other one, Let Him Go, with Kevin Costner.
No. Watch this movie. It's another science fiction movie, and it's very good.
Oh, I think I saw this.
It's very good. Midnight Sky.
Midnight Sky, sorry. Yeah, real good.
It's very, very good. Excellent.
Very good movie. Yep.
All right. Well, hey, Pat, have a good weekend, and we'll speak to you on Monday.
That sounds good. You have a good one, too, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.